This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined by the author, John Doherty. Hello.
Hi.
And the illustrator, Laura Hughes. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you guys have got together and you've done a book.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we have. Well, we've been put together, which was quite lovely. What happens? Publishers don't like authors and illustrators generally to get together by themselves. But generally what they do is they go, no, if you've got a story, give it to us because we know millions of illustrators. And it's true, you know, Egmont had this big book full of samples of illustrators' work. And they go through it until they go, Laura, she's the one. And they were right.
Did you get to see it and look pick through as well? Or was it just them being like, we think you should pick Laura, she's really good?
That was kind of it. Yeah. They didn't show me the book or anything. What they did was they said, you know, who we're thinking of is Laura Hughes. Take a look at her website. Here's the link and see what you think. And I clicked on the website, and pretty much the first thing I saw was a picture of badgers.
And you were like, thumbs up, done.
Professionally, badgers have been very good to me so far.
Professional badger illustrator, I think I am.
I know. So I'm like, those are great badgers. If she can do a pig like she does badgers, then she's the illustrator for this book.
And Laura, did you get a say in this? Were you like, oh, I guess I'm doing this book now?
So how it worked from my end was I got the text from the publisher and I read it. And I thought, this is crazy. It's really funny. As soon as I read it, I knew that I wanted to illustrate it. And I did have to do some sample work first. There is a full-size pig getting sneezed out of Natalie's nose, which is a kind of very small button nose. So they wanted to sort of see how I might approach that from a visual perspective.
Because we should say to the listeners, the book is called There's a Pig Up My Nose.
Yes.
It's straight to the point with the title there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now, the book is, first of all, beautifully written and illustrated. It's such a lovely book. It's so nice.
Thank you.
Why not a horse? Why not a sheep? Why not a cow? What was the process of a pig?
To tell you that, we're going to have to go a long way back into history. Because this book, it came out last year. It was written 21 years before that. What it was, I was a teacher in a primary school in Tooting, Hillbrook Primary School. Hello, if there's anyone from Hillbrook listening to this, past or present. I'd started writing stories for my class, and there was a little girl called Suganthi who had a really snorty laugh. You know, the sort of laugh people go,
I do that laugh sometimes, yeah. I know.
Okay, yeah. So when she did that, I would say to her, Suganthi, have you got a pig up your nose? And she would always grin this really cheeky grin and go, yep. And so when I was trying to think, you know, of another story I could write for the class, I thought, why don't I write a story about a little girl who's got a pig up her nose?
And so you kind of had some inspiration from real life.
Laura, oh, yeah.
Did you have any inspiration when you were drawing? Did the picture in your head, was it matching somebody you knew?
I did have inspiration, and some of the characters are based on people I know. For example, Mrs. Daffodil, the teacher, looks a little bit like my stepmom.
Oh, right. wow.
But also the children in the class. I live in Walthamstow in London, and I just wanted to kind of get all the different children of all the different ethnicities so they could see themselves in the books. So kind of take reference points from everywhere, really.
I've got to say, the dad in the book looked really familiar for some reason. I don't know why. I was like, do I know that man?
I was thinking a little bit of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
That'd be it, yeah, okay.
Because I kind of thought, well, I kind of like people to look a little bit realistic. Mm-hmm. So he's got stubble and, you know, he looks like he's just woken up.
That's, he's quite a casual
dad,
isn't he?
Yeah. I noticed mum is quite high powered, like she's ready to go to business. Whereas he's like, yeah, cool, fine. So with the book, did you get the words and then you drew it and then you sent it back to John and then?
So I got the words, yes. And then I did the sketches and I sent it to the publishers and I believe they sent it on then to John. So
nice. Yeah, I mean, my feedback was mostly because I was so excited. You know.
And you won an award for it as well, right?
Yes.
Oscar's Book Prize, that's right. It's named after a little boy called Oscar Ashton who died very suddenly, age 3.5, about 5-6 years ago, I think, isn't it? And his parents, it's an incredible thing, his parents decided that they wanted to do something in his memory. And because Oscar loved books and loved being read to, just loved stories, they thought it would be a really fitting memorial to remember him with a book prize.
I see.
For the sort of books, you know, and really they're trying to choose the sort of books that children will want to listen to or to read, and that parents will want to read with their children. So in a sense, I guess it's in memory of the story times that James and Vivica, Oscar's parents, used to have with him.
And how do you recommend this book be read? Should kids read it? Should parents read it to them? Should it be read in schools?
Everybody. Everywhere. Everything. Yeah. Yes.
All the time.
Exactly. Whoever wants to read the book should read it, and they should read it however they want. I don't think either of us are terribly prescriptive about reading or about who a book is for.
No, absolutely
you
not.
Know, as I always say when I'm doing school visits, if you're reading a book and you're enjoying it, then the author wrote it for you. And presumably the illustrator illustrated it for you as well.
And I love picture books. And I'm 35, so I think anybody, even grown-ups, can love picture books as well.
Yeah, and yes, I mean, I'm even older than Laura. You know, I'm Laura's age, but the other way around. I'm 53.
Now, we do a thing on Fun Kids with authors and illustrators. It's like a quick fire round of questions.
Ooh, ooh.
If that's
okay.
No pressure. Ready. Like, sorry, no judgment. It's fine. You do you. So first one, books or Kindles?
Oh, books.
Books.
Yeah, that's the classic. Everyone says books. Heroes or villains?
Heroes.
Villains.
Oh, okay. Right, John, I've got Stink Bomb and Ketchup Face or Zeus on the Loose?
Oh, don't make me choose between my own books. That's just rude and mean. Sorry, I can't.
Well, I am rude and mean.
Yeah, sorry, I can't.
No, that's fair enough. Okay, for both of you, film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, depends. But sometimes I think film is probably... I think probably I'm leaning towards TV as I talk.
TV?
I think I've persuaded myself towards TV. What about you, Laura?
I say film only because I don't have a TV.
So personal reasons, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Just for convenience.
Laura, drawing animals or drawing people?
Oh, drawing animals, definitely.
Yeah, okay. That was very, very sure. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia.
Narnia.
Ooh, on the same page. Writing or reading?
Reading.
Okay.
Hard to think about that, though.
It's a tricky one. That's the one authors have a lot of problems with, actually. Yeah. Laura, paints or crayons?
I can't choose.
I thought that might be hard.
Paints. Yes.
Okay, good. Laptop or write by hand? But I guess for yourself it would be
hand.
Yeah.
Laptop.
Straight away.
Always. Almost always. Mostly.
Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Roald Dahl.
Okay.
Although Jacqueline Wilson, when I worked in a shop, I used to serve her in the shop. She used to come in quite regularly, and she was always very nice. And I always got a bit starstruck when I saw her.
Yeah, and the first time I met her was just before my first book came out, and she was so lovely to me. She made a point of coming over to me and giving me a little kiss on the cheek and saying good luck with your book. So, you know.
That's
lovely. Yeah, I'm choosing Roald Dahl in terms of the stories just from my own childhood perspective, because Jackie wasn't writing books at that point, and James and the Giant Peach and particularly Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Pretty big deals.
Yeah, these are supposed to be quick fire questions.
No, you're passionate. I like it.
That's good. Yeah.
Would you, actually, I'm going to leave this open. Poems or books, John?
Oh, again, can't choose it.
Nope.
It's very much, it depends. I'm not sure I could make a definitive choice there.
Okay, that's
depends
fair
how I'm feeling.
It depends what day of the week is.
Yeah.
For both of you, bookshop visit or school tour?
Ooh. I think it's nice to be able to meet the children face to face. So for me, I think school visits.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say also when I do school visits, from that point of view, I often spend the day in the school and I do sessions with every single child in the school. And with bookshops, it can be a bit more random as to who comes in.
And I also imagine just 5 seconds with each kid and then they're
In a bookshop signing, you're doing a signing and that's it. Whereas in a school, they've seen you talking about their book. They've asked you questions. You know, you've had a bit of fun with them. So, yeah, I mean, for all those reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we still love bookshops.
Sure.
Too. Yeah, we love bookshops. Yes. Thank you, bookshops.
All bookshops everywhere. Thanks.
Especially the smaller ones who are struggling, but they're our favourites.
Yeah,
go and buy books from them. And libraries, we love libraries too.
We've got the last big question.
Yep.
Which is salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion.
Yeah, I think about it, but cheese and onion.
You were doing so well, and then you pick cheese and onion. I've got to say, there is a lovely joke in the book about ham sandwiches.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
It still makes me laugh.
It's very good. So everybody who's listening should go and buy the book right now.
Yes, please.
It's called There's a Pig Up My Nose.
Yep.
Yes.
It's funny and just lovely as well.
And award-winning.
And award-winning.
Oink.
Yeah. And oink. Yeah, very oink.
Oink.
So if you want to have an excuse really to do some pig noises and read a great book at the same time, this is the book for you.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.